Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, Palm Sunday gives us an opportunity to take a look at the heroes that we're choosing to follow. And that's really important. And I don't know if you realize this, but oftentimes we choose heroes that aren't so helpful for us. Probably one of the most exhilarating moments as a youth during my era, maybe not your era, but I'm speaking personally, is when you go to an arcade video game place. I went to one. It was a pizza parlor. In the back of that pizza parlor were a bunch of video games and games that could be played. And depending on how I played the game, when I played it, tickets would come out of the video game that I would collect. Boy, I really wanted as many tickets as possible when I went to the video game arcade. I'd go over and play Super Mario Brothers, get to like level 10, 5 tickets would come out. I'd stuff them into my pocket. I'd go shoot some hoops. I had better luck there. Those small basketballs, mini hoops, got about 10 tickets, somewhere around that amount. Then went back to the video games and played a fishing game where you sink your line into the lake and you try to go as deep as possible to get the biggest fish possible. And I never did too well in that game, but I got a few tickets for playing that game. Then went over to skee ball. Do you know that game where you have kind of a ball, you roll it and it goes off the lip and slide and hopefully goes into the circle that's got the most amount of points. And I'd get a few tickets there. Man, it felt good. So exhilarating after a day at the video game arcade at the pizza parlor to have a big pile of tickets. And there was a reason why that was important. At the end, when you were done, you could take it to the counter to then trade it in for a prize of some kind. You can relate to this, right? I think the people that gathered around the city of Jerusalem in the streets of Jerusalem had that same kind of exuberance and exhilaration, this feeling, as Jesus was coming into the city. They didn't have tickets from video game arcades. No, that's not what I'm saying. They had these palm branches in hand as they lined the city as Jesus came in. They knew, you see, that a payday was coming right around the corner. Let me explain. Perhaps in the back of their minds was a man by the name of Judas Maccabeus. Anyone heard of Judas Maccabeus? The event of Palm Sunday, let's ballpark it here, happened about 30 AD. About 200 years before that, around 164 BC, a man by the name of Judas Maccabeus entered Jerusalem and kicked out the foreigners and won the city back for the Jews. Not just that, but Judas Maccabeus went into the temple and cleansed it. And you see, his followers entered Jerusalem waving what? Palm branches. Here we are in 30 AD. The streets are filled. They're excited. People have palm branches in their hand, and now you can see why. They think they might have Judas Maccabeus here. The Romans had controlled the city, asking for tribute. In fact, Pontius Pilate was in town. And these people thought they had their man. Jesus was their guy. The guy who could flex his muscles. The guy who could beat down their opponents. The guy who could take charge. And you see what was behind this was the thought that they would get a payday themselves. Their reputations would be restored. Their land would be brought back. Jerusalem could be cleansed from foreigners. Let's pause for a moment. How has it worked in history when people have chosen heroes that from outward appearances look mighty and powerful and strong? Actually, hasn't gone very well. Let's think of some of those people. Alexander the Great, was he really great? I guess he was. By age 20, he took the throne of Greece and Macedonia, and he conquered the entire world. At 20, I was just happy to get to school. That's amazing. His followers wanted him to have the title of divine. He was so amazing, but how great was he? Estimates are, these are conservative estimates I'm going to share with you. Conservative estimates say that he put down 1 million lives to get all that he conquered. Not so great, right? How about Emperor Augustus, right around the time of Jesus? Now, he was considered to be one of the most amazing organizationally skilled leaders of all time. He flexed his muscles and had military might. His followers also wanted him to be thought of as divine. And he brought the Pax Romana, the peace of Rome, to the entire world, to the building of infrastructure. How great was Emperor Augustus? Well, maybe not so much. Not so much peace. Conservative estimates say that he put down 1.1 million people to get what he wanted.